The following episode was recorded before March 2024, and while the content shared is valuable and useful, it features Rob, who is no longer involved in the business.
Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to Dave D about email marketing specifically for webinars, even if you don't do webinars.
Now, I know there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff to unpack off the back of this episode. So if you want to keep this conversation going, come and hang out with us in our free Facebook group. It's called the Email Marketing Show Community. And it's an amazing Facebook group full of thousands of small business owners just like us who sell their courses, their memberships, their coaching, many of them on webinars. And we'd love to keep this conversation going there. Just head over to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show. You'll find the group, get yourself in and keep this conversation going.
People keep calling his dog Archie instead of Alfie. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And I've had to read this three times, but he has a phobia of things being in front of things. It's psychological mind reader, Kennedy. Robin
Kennedy.
What being in front of what?
Things being in front of things. So I hate it when you're trying to get to a thing, but there's stuff in front of the thing. So when you reach over it, because I'm clumsy as shit, I'll grab the thing and all the other stuff will fall on the floor. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, why are things in front of things?
What you need is like really long and very narrow kitchen cupboards.
That's what I want. I want long and narrow.
Tins of beans in a row instead of like tins of beans and then spices and then whatever else is.
No more things in front of things. Thank you.
It's a fair idea.
Okay, what's happening with your dog? Because he's called Alfie. Who's calling it Archie? You.
Fucking everybody. I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. There's a weird thing where somewhere in people's brains, and I don't mean one person, I mean probably at least 10 people in the 5 months that I've had him, have switched from Alfie to Archie for no good reason whatsoever. Mm. To the point I did it once.
Yeah. Oh dear. Hello, we're a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who love giving course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero of your business. That means you're going to make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every email marketing Wednesday. Oh, let the angels sing.
Yeah.
There you go. Hit subscribe on your podcast player if you haven't already. You don't want to miss out on an episode of this because I have amazing guests. We've got a great guest today. Sometimes it's Rob and I having a bit of chat. Make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player and automatically an episode will download to your device. Okay, Rob, we've got Dave D in the wings standing by. Here's the fact about Dave D before I get into the three things that might not be facts. It's because of Dave D that I know anything, and I mean anything, about marketing. It's true. I was trying to get gigs as an entertainer, and I bought one of Dave's courses back in the day, and I was just hooked. I was like, oh, this is really good. Anyway.
I remember.
Yeah. So these three statements. One of them is true about Dave. Dave's going to keep a straight face. And two of them are made up, all right? So, did Dave D propose to his wife dressed as Goofy the dog? Did he once open a door into an American president? Or did he embarrass himself trying to speak Italian at a presentation in Italy? One of those three things is true about Dave.
Oh, this is one of your best ones yet.
Is it?
I'm going to go straight for it.
Okay.
Dave is a consummate professional speaker, but I still think I could see the Italian one being more true than the other two. So let's find out.
Dave D, which of those three things is true?
Mr. Temple is correct.
Yes.
Yes, I did it. And it was very interesting because I'm never nervous when I'm going out on stage, right? But I'm like, okay, I'm going to nail this Italian audience. There was all American speakers, all folks from the United States. I'm going to wow them. I went out there and I had this thing memorized word for word, right? So I'm going to barrel through it. I started speaking Italian and they all started clapping. And so it like totally threw me off, like 100%. I'm like, oh my God. And then they were laughing and I thought they were laughing at me, but they kept clapping. And so it was something. I thought you were going to say, I proposed to my wife in a parking lot.
Is that true?
That is true. The first time.
Oh, yes.
The first time. And then I had to do a redo because it was like 8 years in, and every month or so I would be reminded that, you know, remember you proposed to me in a parking lot.
Oh, so,
but that's another story for another day.
Bad. Lovely. I mean, one of the things we talk about a lot, Dave, is the fact that there's basically two things you need in your business. You need to have email marketing and you need to have a conversion mechanism. The thing you've absolutely just focused on and become such a natural at, you know, you're so good at it, it's natural now, is webinars. Like that's really your thing. And then you were just talking to us before about the fact that in many of the businesses that you're a partner in, an investor in, it's basically two things. It's email marketing and a webinar, hand in hand.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't think there's a better combination, especially for online. If you have a list, first of all, it's a great way to build a list, a webinar, number one. So we're not going to talk about list building here, but doing a live webinar, by the way, not a fake live webinar, but actually doing a live webinar, is a tremendous way to build a list. And that's the way that we teach our clients to do. And that's what we do in our business. So we work with a lot of financial advisors as an example. So they're doing a live webinar. They generate leads using Facebook, LinkedIn, other methods to a live webinar. So that's how they're building their list. They do the webinar, convert those into appointments. Same thing with folks that are selling courses. So I've got a number of private clients who do the same exact model. They're going to do a live webinar once a month. They drive traffic to the live webinar, which again, they get the opt-in for the email. And now they've got some leads on their list as well. So they promote to those leads via email and go to a webinar. I don't think there is a better combination, especially if you're selling a higher ticket type of item. Now, if you're selling, you know, a $97 ebook or something like that, then you probably don't need to use a webinar to do it. But if you're selling higher ticket stuff, and I've sold stuff as much as $100,000, just did that a couple of weeks ago, actually, with this exact system, emails driving people to a landing page to put them on a webinar.
I love it. I love it.
So let's dig in. I think it's especially in the last couple of years, we started to see the old marketers were rolling out the death of the webinar as propaganda to sell the new thing. But definitely in a world where webinars are now everywhere, and not just, let's face it, especially post-pandemic, I think webinars are everywhere, not just in like B2B spaces, but like normal people know what a webinar is. Like muggles now know what a webinar is, and that's a weird place to be in, but a very useful place to be in. And the fact it does mean it's more competitive, but that just means we just have to use email in a more efficient and more effective way. So before we dig into sequencing and stuff like that, let's talk about, you talked about getting people to register for the webinar. Maybe let's talk about over the course of a live webinar process, where are the different email bits where email can plug some gaps?
Yeah. So I'll give you, and it's going to be a little bit counterintuitive, but some people, if you already have a list, we're assuming that you have a list, okay? And you're going to be emailing the list. You're not generating leads, because those are two different things. Yeah. So these are folks that are already on your list who haven't bought whatever it is that you're selling yet. So you want to email them, and here is the exact sequence, and I've tested this, and you don't want to go away from this, 4 days out. 4 days out from your webinar. So I typically do my webinars on a Thursday, and so they fit very nicely into this format. So when emails go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The problem is if you email earlier, which I've seen a lot of people teach, like you got to really build it up, really. The problem is you're going to have a lot of people who register, but your actual rate of show up, your show up rate is going to be really, really low. Yeah. And so 4 days is plenty of time, and you'll be shocked at how many people sign up on the last day to attend the webinar. So 4 days out is the sequence. And I send out a daily email just like you guys teach. So what I do is in my PS of my regular daily email, I'll promote the webinar, all right, driving people to the registration page. But then I also send out, and this is key, a solo email on those same days as well, right? So I don't just rely on the PS, and you'll notice that with the solo emails that are just promoting the webinar, that's when your registration goes really super high.
Oh, so you're going to do both. You're going to send out your sort of regular sort of content personality filled daily email with the PSN and a solo promotional email on that for that 4 day period.
Yeah. So my daily email goes out at 6:30 in the morning, right? Like clockwork every single day.
Yeah.
And so that would have the PS in it. And then at 2:30, I send out a separate email, which is just promoting the webinar. And let me give you the really big tip. If we don't discuss anything else, what I'm about to say is worth someone's time if they follow this. Here's the super big tip. Everybody teaches that once somebody registers for the webinar, put them on a separate list, right? Right? Stop emailing them the invitations. I'm telling you, that is the absolutely wrong thing to do.
What?
Here's what you want to do. You want to send, and now then we'll dive into why this works, okay, how the emails are constructed. Mm-hmm. You want to send the entire sequence of invitation emails to everyone on your list, even the people who have registered. Okay. I know this is very counterintuitive.
Sounds crazy.
The only people that are doing it are my students, right? And my private clients, but it works like gangbusters. Now you might be wondering, well, why? Now that doesn't mean you don't have them on a separate, the people who register on a separate reminder sequence as well.
Right.
Okay. You do. But by following this process, right, the people who show up, your show up rate is, your attendance rate is going to be sky high. So I'm typically getting between a 50 and 60% show up rate on my webinars.
Now, let me just confirm something. First of all, a 50 to 60% show up rate today in 2023 is insane. Like, it's very, very high because of this. I want to just clarify. So the person who's registered is going to be receiving the daily email.
Yes.
The, hey, I'm doing a webinar at 2:30 email.
Yep.
And the, remember, you've registered for a webinar and it's coming in 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, in an hour's time. They're getting those ones as well.
That is correct. And now the reminder emails are very simple. In fact, I just use the ones that are built into the system that I personally use for webinars. Right. And I've tested everything. I've done the pre-videos and all of that stuff, and nothing works better than what I'm explaining here. Nothing. Now we have to talk about how the construction of these webinars, the construction of the emails, because it doesn't make sense unless we talk about that.
That's great. Before we do, I just love to say, this is the perfect example of one of the things we talk about where switching to this model might make you feel a bit uncomfortable at first about the volume of email, but it's one of those things where the economics of the final solution are worth, you know, an unsubscribe here or there, or somebody sending you an annoyed email and stuff like that. Sometimes when we are doing this email thing, whilst we want it to feel like a personal conversation, there is an unsubscribe link at the bottom of every email. People generally speaking know that this is the case. And I think the economics of having 50 or 60% of people show up is great.
Well, and you'd be surprised. I know a lot of it has, and you guys talk about this all of the time on your podcast, right? A lot of it has to do with the relationship that you have with your list as well. So I get almost literally zero complaint emails about this.
Right.
Like, right? Because I'm delivering in that daily email really good, as you guys teach, infotaining, personality-based types of emails. So I don't really have a lot of that. And that's what I teach other folks to do as well. So I don't have a lot of opt-outs. I just don't. And I don't have a lot of people complaining. I don't remember the last time I got a complaint. I really don't. About this. And again, the structure is important. So we've teased it. Maybe we should
let's get into it.
Okay. Yeah. So the first email is your core email. Everything's going to be built on this core email. And so what you need, first of all, is a super hot title for your webinar. If you don't have a hot title for your webinar, none of this matters. You're not going to get any opt-ins. And again, if you're using Facebook to build your email list with a webinar, you need that same hot title. So that's like mission critical. And we don't have time today to go into constructing that, but just know that the title is really important. Let me give you the subject line. And because I know you guys are big into subject lines. So here is the subject line of this email. And again, I have not found one that works better than this. Here's the drum roll, everybody. This is pretty tricky. Here it is. The subject line are two words, big announcement. That's it. That's the subject line, big announcement. And then basically your first sentence is, hey, on Thursday, I'm doing this live. And again, you should be doing it live and you want to let people know that it's live, live masterclass, if you want to call it a masterclass, webinar, training, whatever you want to call it, titled, and then you put in the title, right? And then, I would like to invite you to attend as my guest, all right? So beautiful. So now there, and here's what you're going to discover. And then you've got your bullet points. Boom, boom, boom. I typically use 5 to 6 bullet points, no more. These bullet points tease, right? They intrigue, just like any good copy. So that's what the bullet points like. So somebody reads those bullet points and they're like, wow. So for example, one of my bullet points from one of my webinars is George Costanza's marketing secret, right? And then there's an extension of George Costanza's marketing secret. Do this, and then, and basically the so everyone probably wants to know what the payoff of that is, right? So George Costanza, for those of you who don't know, was a character on the show Friends. And George, the one episode, George did the complete opposite of everything he's ever done in the past. So he would walk up to a woman and say, hi, I'm George, I'm unemployed and I live with my parents. And the woman would fall all over him, right? So the payoff in the webinar was that you do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. Nice. But you've got these intriguing bullet points. And then you say, if this interests you, okay, save your spot here. And I typically will say that there are limited spots available. And that's the truth, regardless of the platform that you're using. So even if you're using Zoom and you've got a 5,000 person limit, seating is limited, right? It is actually limited. But a neat trick is, and I like to be 100% honest, like, and don't use marketer's license at all. And so what I typically recommend my clients do is they get the lowest, the smallest package of attendees possible initially, as long as you can upgrade easily, because then in subsequent emails, you can go back and say, we sold out, legitimately say that we sold out, as opposed to lying like a lot of people do, right? Sure. Yeah. So that's the basic structure of that email. Then there's a link to the webinar page. So that's email number one that goes out on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Here's email number two. And here's the subject line for email number two. One word, update. Now, according to marketers, these are terrible subject lines, but they're actually excellent subject lines. And they get huge open rates because they seem natural, right? They're non-salesy, they're non-marketing, right? And basically what you're going to say here is you're going to do some update on the webinar. So if you did sell out, you could say, hey, we filled this thing up, so I had to upgrade my plan so I could put more people on, all right? And, or you could say, wow, registrations are going crazy here. So we're about to sell out. Make sure that if you haven't registered yet, make sure that you do that. Now, the key language here is what I just said very quickly. If you haven't registered yet, the person that's already registered, that email says, wow, I made a really great decision, to the person who's registered. So they get that and they're like, wow, it reaffirms that they made a good decision to come on the webinar.
And it also tells them to show up. It tells them to show up because this is popular.
You got it.
People there.
You got it. So it acts as a reminder. And it acts as a reaffirming that they made a good decision.
Yeah, this is great.
The key language, though, when you've got to put this in, is simple, but it took me a while. If you haven't registered yet, the person who's registered says, I have registered. Great. They're not pissed. They get it.
Yeah.
The person who hasn't registered yet says, I better go register.
Yeah.
P.S. Here's the original email for your convenience.
Oh, that's nice.
Copy and paste the original email in the PS.
I love it.
Because now you're getting the repitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Then on the third day, you're going to send basically another type of, this could be a question. Hey, I got this question. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a question that people ask. Answer to your question. And so you have the same basic opening. Registration's going crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Some people are wondering this. You answer the question. If you haven't registered yet, click here. P.S. Here's the original email for your convenience. To the person that's registered, you're still giving great content. But it acts as another reminder and tells them that they need to show up on time. Okay? So that's the third email that goes out. Do you see, the person isn't saying to themselves, why is this guy sending me these emails when I've already registered?
No.
They're not thinking about that at all.
Due to the positioning within the email saying, if you've not registered yet.
If you've not registered, and because it's building excitement for the webinar. This is how I get such high show-up rates.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay. The fourth email, which goes out on the day of, my typical subject line. Of course, I change them up because I do a lot of webinars. So I'm not sending, but this is the basic structure is agenda for our meeting.
That's great.
Okay. Got to open it.
Yeah.
I've got to open it, right? Because what meeting, right? Mm-hmm. Or agenda for today, mm-hmm. or agenda for a meeting. So guess what this is? This is, hey, I wanted to lay out what we're going to be discussing today during the masterclass or during our get together. And basically, you just do a slight rewrite of the bullet points that you already have. The one little shift in this is you are going to, at the end of this, you're going to say, if you've already registered, please make sure you show up 5 minutes early. Number one, so you don't miss anything. And number two, to make sure that you get in, right? So you have no problem getting in. If you haven't registered yet and you're interested in this, here's your last opportunity. And you put in the link. The key words there, by the way, if you haven't registered yet and you're interested in attending, it's very nice. That word, if you're interested in attending, as opposed to what you see a lot of marketers are doing, well, if you miss this, you're going to be missing out on the biggest opportunity that's going to change the internet forever, right? Right? And I think that's one of the reasons, because it's very nice language. It's very gentle language. Hey, if you're interested in attending, here's the link one last time for
you. It feels really sincere, doesn't it? Rather than like hyperbolic.
Yeah, there's no hype.
Right.
There's no hype. And that's basically the sequence. And I'm telling you, if you follow this, now, by the way, again, it's fine to put in videos leading up to it and all of that stuff. But I can tell you, I have not found it to be necessary. It's just extra work.
It's lots of extra
work. Now, if you want to do videos for the people that have already registered, right, and you want to do, I guess you can do that. Again, I'm just telling you what I do, and I've done all of that, and I don't do any of that anymore.
It's great. I love this stripped down version.
Yeah. The fact that we're removing a ton of the work and frustration from the process of now having a registration sequence, a show up sequence, and let the webinar platform do its show up emails, and then you just take care of the rest of it, and it's all done from that one sequence without having to.
It's not even just like, it's not even just done from one sequence. It's done basically from that first email, because you keep pasting right. The flipping email at the bottom.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, what's the beauty of it. It's like, it's much more.
Yeah, so you
real.
Need to spend time on that first email. Yeah. Okay. That's like, you got to spend time. On that's got to be hot, because if that one's not hot, then the rest don't work. But that's it. And by the way, so we're doing this with cold leads too. So doing cold emailing, getting legitimate lists, not spamming anybody, getting legitimate lists. We do that to recruit financial. So one of my businesses that I'm a co-owner in is an IMO, which is called which means insurance marketing organization. And what we do is it's a very difficult job, because what we want to do is get advisors, financial advisors, to move their contracts from their current IMO over to our IMO, right? Because we get commissions on anything that they sell. And it's not an easy task. And we're using cold emails to a webinar to accomplish this. And we do it once a month. And by the way, we also charge a fee for them as on top of it. Right. And I, again, here's the beautiful thing. I'm not a financial advisor. Right. So the odds are stacked so against me in this. They don't know who I am. I'm not a financial advisor yet. They're moving their contracts. And again, we're just emailing them doing exactly what I just said. No videos, nothing extra. Now you got to have a good webinar, by the way. Right. Sure. And I've got a gift for everybody so they know how to structure their webinar. Right. But that's what we're doing. And I'm doing it in from someone selling a business opportunity for $100,000 to the insurance marketing organization, to somebody who owns music schools and is a guru to other music school owners, to someone who's an optometrist and he's a guru to other optometrists. So he's a coach and he's got courses, to attorneys, and everybody's following this model. And they would tell you that they haven't found anything better. It's pretty straightforward and simple.
The simplicity of it and is the beauty. It really, really is absolutely amazing. Wow. I mean, I think I don't even want to go any further. I want to just go and have everybody action this thing. I mean, Dave spent the past more than a decade going deep into webinars. And I know Dave pretty well. And I know he has tested the living shit out of this. Like he has tried every combination of everything. And if this is what's working right now, then we should all be going to do it. Absolutely awesome. Let's get into this week's
subject line of the week.
All right, Dave, you write loads of emails. You do a daily email like we do. Everyone loves a good subject line. What's one of yours?
Okay. I'm going to give you, one of my really tricky ones.
Okay.
But I will guarantee you that it'll get the highest open rate you'll ever get. You ready for this?
Strapped in.
All right. Here it is. Their first name and a question mark.
That's great.
You think I'm kidding?
No,
I bet. Yeah. I'm not kidding at all. So, I sold with email. Okay, just email. Last November, I decided, hey, you know what? I want to do a mastermind group this year. And I sent out a subject line, the email with their first name and a question mark, basically saying, hey, I'm doing a mastermind group. Are you interested? And then they replied to that. And I sent out an email with the information, selling a $15,000 per person mastermind group. Sold 17 of them via email. Amazing. With that subject line. Wow. So it may not be as tricky as some of your other guests. As slick, but if you want to get someone to respond, and now, by the way, this is important. I know we're running up against the clock, but I need to get this in. You need to make sure that your email also comes across as personal.
Right.
Right. So you can't have a subject line that has their first name and a question mark and then images in the email and making it look like it's a big marketing pitch. It's got to look as if I'm writing to you personally.
Sure. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So, amazing. That's this week's
subject line of the week.
Dave, you mentioned that you've got a gift for us. Where can people go to find out about this gift and about you and find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah. So I'm going to give everybody a gift, which is a report which literally details, literally slide by slide, how to create a webinar that converts. Like, amazing. Here's what you do on slide one. Here's what you do on slide two, all the way through. Here's the closing sequence. It's all there for you. And so they can download that. They don't even need to opt in. If they decide after reading the report that they want to get more, they want to get my daily, as I call it, D-mail. You guys get it?
I love it.
D-mail. then there's information about, you know, opting into my list. But I'd rather have give them something of value first. And so you go to, we're going to give this a really, let's do daved.com/KenRobb. Daved.com/KenRobb. Rob.
Perfect.
There you go. There you
and
go.
You'll just download the PDF. And then if you like it and you want to get more from me, then you can opt in.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you, mate, for coming and spending time and sharing so much stuff from right behind the curtain of what you're doing there. Really appreciate you. Always great to see you. And
yeah, good seeing you too.
Absolutely. And folks, thanks for listening to the show. Make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player because we're back next Email Marketing Wednesday with another episode. And definitely go and check out all that amazing stuff from Dave. Dave, once again, thanks so much. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.